This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Building that survived the revolution. 850-year-old Notre Dame on fire during the day, and the world held its breath. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you're off to a great start this week. Certainly in Paris, not a great start when you think about how iconic the cathedral is. It was on fire. Shocked onlookers watched from nearby bridges. You saw flames and smoke everywhere I went. I'm in Savannah broadcasting. People were watching it, frankly. I mean, in hotels, in bars, in restaurants, every place that I was as I was speaking in Savannah. So according to the Napoleon Foundation, the cathedral was renamed Temple to the Goddess Reason, and at one point served as a storage place for wine. So when France and the Catholic Church reconciled in 1801, the cathedral was returned to the church. Napoleon later used it during his coronation. Big deal. Let's put it that way. The rise of enlightened thinking. I mean, I could go on and on. The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Victor Hugo's novel, which was published in 1831, centers around Quasimodo, the cathedral's bell ringer, and Esmeralda, a street dancer. I mean, listen, it was home to relics tied to the Passion of Christ, and the cathedral included a fragment of the true cross, believed to be part of the cross on which Jesus was crucified, and one of the holy nails believed to be used in the crucifixion. So this is a BDD. It's a big deal. And there was renovations that were going on. Now, apparently, lots of what was in the stunning cathedral was saved, but lots of it was also lost. The specifics of the stunning cathedral and what fell to ashes and what remains, all of that is still being sorted out. But just an incredible, incredible shock and an incredible tragedy to the world, because it was one of those places where you went and it took your breath away, and people who spent lots of time there certainly could attest to that even more than me. But you know, Emmanuel Macron, the leader of France, said, "We'll rebuild Notre Dame together." I mean, that's what we'll do. The Notre Dame towers are believed safe. A lot of the art, some relics were rescued, but certainly some of the things that were precious to the building are definitely gone. And you could see that in watching the fire. And like I said, people know Notre Dame, so there were some gasps and sighs, and I mean, I saw it all day in a place that wasn't close to Paris, in a place that was on the southeast border of the United States, so let's, you know, put it that way. The other big story, and I've talked about it this last hour, well, Notre Dame was burning. Thursday, the Justice Department is going to supposedly release Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russian investigation. They're going to make it public. It's going to be redacted, of course, but it'll go to Congress. It'll be available to the public. So this is a big deal, because this is our money. We paid for this investigation. We've been waiting to have it released. And the president released unleashed a series of tweets on Monday, including just 2 minutes after the Justice Department's announcement, focusing on the, you know, favorable words of the Attorney General, William Barr. And Mueller officially concluded his investigation late last month, submitted the confidential report to the AG, and, you know, we've known that there's this four-page letter that detailed the principal conclusions. But now there's the rest of it. And what does it mean? And what is the report going to look like? And, You know, this is, you got to think about this. The rest of the investigation goes back to July of 2016. That's when the FBI opened the counterintelligence investigation into Russia's efforts to influence the 2016 presidential campaign. And frankly, the question of whether anyone on the Trump campaign was involved. So this has been a very, very, right, long process, and finally, you know, we'll see something anyway on Thursday. What specifically we'll see, you know, we don't know, but I think there'll be some interesting tidbits anyway to come out of it, and we'll see for sure if that actually happens, if it's, you know, Thursday or not, or does that date get pushed a little bit, or it doesn't get pushed a little bit. This might be surprising to some. You know, I used to say it was the poll princess because we were always talking about political polls and what do they mean. And this new national Emerson poll that included 20 Democratic candidates, because, you know, it's a who's who for president, found that Senator Bernie Sanders, who just released 10 years of tax returns, is ahead of the pack with 29%, followed by the VP, former VP, Joe Biden, 24%. Then you had the Mayor Pete. He had 9%. Beto O'Rourke, Kamala Harris, you know, they're at single digits. How about that? I mean, this is one poll, but how interesting is it to see him immediately pop up in those double figures? I would wonder. I would love to compare other polls, and I'm sure they're soon to come out, to see where they match up. Because I think that's, I don't know, I think it's pretty significant, let's put it that way. I always say that America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and that I feel like I'm the voice of reason, that whether you're right of right or left of left, or you want to call yourself somewhere in between or not even label yourself, that we can have that conversation. And you know, one of the conversations we would have wouldn't be political, it would be about the weather. So while I'm in Savannah broadcasting to you in pretty warm temperatures, the humidity here is crazy. It's a beautiful city, though, a huge port city. How about the fact that there was snow in Chicago? So in the Windy City, the snowy weather caused the postponement of a Major League Baseball game between the Cubs and the Dodgers. And just a day earlier, by the way, the two teams played under incredible conditions. You know, incredible. So it snows the next day. I mean, how do you figure this out? Again, you can have late snows, but Palm Sunday, 4 to 8.5 inches of snow in eastern Iowa, northwest and west central Illinois. It affected the conference where I was speaking, frankly, in Savannah. People couldn't get here from the Midwest. They stayed all night in airports, etc. But northeast Missouri, the Wisconsin border, snow, wind. Almost 20,000 people lost power in Missouri alone. And, you know, so there was definitely snow happening, and it was disrupting travel, and it was causing people to just be stunned by the fact that, you know, here we are almost at Easter Sunday, and we're talking about snow where the day before you're playing a ball game, and then the very next day you can't take to the field because it's covered in snow. Crazy. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side. Again, I hope you're kicking your week in style. I am certainly in Savannah. Check out Savannah. It is pretty darn cool, and I'll bring you some of the sights and sounds of Savannah as we get deeper into the week. So stay with us.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Book called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. And wait till we dive into this. You are going to love it. So pay attention. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So the title is great. I mean, it really grabs you. I'm just going to ask the broad question first. How do we truly move from the ordinary to the extraordinary?
It's about relinquishing our egos, not only our psychological ego, but also our spiritual ego. And they come into existence because we all experience emotional wounds and traumas, whether minor or greater. And in the process of doing that, the egos form. Now, the egos do have a useful function. They protect us from doing destructive or stupid things, but on the other hand, they can limit us and keep us from expanding and growing. And life is meant to be joyful. We're meant to walk the path of joy. And in doing that, we have to learn how to relinquish the ego so that we can begin the process of moving forward to creating our lives as masterpieces of joy.
This is powerful stuff. And, you know, walking the path of joy, anyone listening to this, I guarantee, who doesn't want to do that? And it's a tough thing to do, to relinquish the ego. And you said it, you need it for protection in certain ways, but to walk that joy, that path of joy, you have to relinquish it. So give us some tips or some ideas on how we can start to do that.
Well, part of the process is to learning how to be still and go within. We live hectic and busy lives, and our mind likes to fill itself with all kinds of chatter and thoughts. And we find diversions and things like television and the like. And what we have to learn how to do is to just go silently within and begin to contemplate our lives what's going right, what's going wrong, and how we can change things. And then in certain cases, we have to begin to explore all the healing technology that's available to us, whether it's self-help books, getting into some kind of counseling or therapy, or finding a religious tradition that emphasizes the positive and not is fear-based and negative. And in doing those things, we begin to learn how to let go of the ego and the negative aspects of the ego and begin to walk a path of joy. With our current technology and availability on the internet especially, the thoughts and ideas that were once allowed for a select few are now available to all of us. And if you're guided, you can find things that will help you to move forward. And since there are no coincidences in life, you're able to find the path that you're directed to begin the process of doing this.
And we're speaking with Eric Alsterberg. The book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. You are, I'm sure, going to rush out and pick this up when you're listening to this and talking about hanging on to it. That's why I said this is such a great topic, subject, et cetera, and it's been your life's work, and you've seen this in dealing with people. If you can just get there, it really is. It really does open up everything to you, right? Because you know how to get through whatever the hurdles are that are thrown your way when you can walk that path of joy, right?
Yes. And the process helps guide you even further to moving forward. So as I go forward in the book, I talk about how to relinquish the ego and truly walk the spiritual path. And the spiritual path is complete forgiveness, and most importantly of yourself, complete non-judgment, and unconditional love. And although those sound very simple, they're actually very hard to do. But it is possible to do it. And in doing that, you really begin to manifest that path of joy that we're talking about.
Yeah, and you talk about non-judgment, and that's one of the harder things, isn't it? Because of the world we live in, because of how we are raised and how we look at things through whatever lens that is. Part of that is, isn't it, going back and just relinquishing, like you said, forgiving yourself and just letting go of all of that fear?
It is, and it's amazing in working with my clients, the thing that they find the hardest to do is to forgive themselves. So one of the dangers with our egos is that we continually punish ourselves and feel that we have fallen short. And in fact, if you understand God and unconditional love, he's already forgiven us. So in our ego, we say, well, God's forgiven us, but we can't forgive ourselves. And that's the furthest from the truth.
So somebody starts on this journey, and you said it, you've worked with so many people and you've seen this over the years. Is that what drove you to write the book? Because you knew, hey, I've got this key and it's all coming together. To me, it's like you're a great puzzler and you've put the pieces together. Does it feel like that? Is that why you really wanted to share this with everyone?
It is. And part of it was as I increasingly walked the metaphysical path as well as the work I do with clients, I began to put all together the thoughts about this and give people the idea about how they may do it for themselves as well.
What do you think is that, and you talked about it, whether it's self-help books, and then of course the stillness is so important, and the various specific tools in doing this that you talk about in your book, but what do you think is the first thing that someone really has to do as they try to decide, okay, how am I going to tackle this?
Well, the first step is just to be honest with yourself that life isn't always gone as well as we'd like and that we get trapped in defensive systems and ways of thinking that interfere with our ability to move forward. And so we live lives of quiet misery rather than seeing that there really is the possibility to move forward and create joy in our lives. A great example is when we have that first rejection in our teen years of our first love. And so we make a decision at the ego level that we're never going to trust anybody again and never let anybody get that close to us. And so we stay trapped in that quiet misery rather than seeing that taking a risk and really truly finding and experiencing love, no matter what the outcome may be, is really the way to go. And so as we learn how to do that, to take risks, to take chances, to climb that mountain, we begin to see that we really can have a much better lifestyle for ourselves.
Yeah, and you mentioned this in talking about that with you, too. You've really opened up a lot of doors through the metaphysical path. And it's interesting because more people are starting to gravitate toward this. I think a long time ago, decades ago, there was somewhat a hesitancy for some people. But why is that such a great way to go?
Because what you realize is that there's a larger truth and a larger reality than what our five senses say exists and what the collective consciousness, which is now shifting, by the way, says is reality. So as people have learned to experience deja vu experiences, as they've learned to experience seeing somebody in a crowd and feeling like they know them, and that person looks at you like you know them, and when you start to see near-death experiences being recounted, all these things lend themselves to a larger reality that we can begin to tap into. And that's where the relinquishing of the spiritual ego becomes very helpful as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. I'm wondering, because right away I'm thinking about a sequel. Are you planning a sequel?
I am. I've already been formulating some ideas about how we can then further take this relinquishing of our egos into a more spiritual path of life and into different levels of consciousness. We live in a world that believes in a 3D consciousness, and in reality, there's other levels of consciousness, and we can begin to move into those as well and more walk the spiritual path and experience what it is to be truly aligned with our God self, our higher self.
Wow. I can't wait for that, I got to tell you. But this book is phenomenal. What do you hope people take away from this, Eric?
That they really begin to understand and see that there's more to life, that they can really begin to walk a pathway of joy and experience life at higher and higher levels of happiness and joy. What I do in the book is I talk about learning how to create balance in our lives, how to heal ourselves at all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that there's really a real masculinity, that it's important for the return of the feminine in our lives, and how to have healthier relationships. And I also have a chapter on the sacred responsibility of parenting, because I think that's the most important job in the world, is being a parent.
Absolutely, I agree. Pick up the book, Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. Eric Alsterberg, my pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The redacted version of a special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia election investigation gets released to the public on Thursday as the Attorney General has a news conference planned to coincide with that. While Democrats will be searching the report for any misdeeds regarding the president, Mr. Trump wants to hear the attorney general say how far along he is in investigating the Russia election meddling probe start. The president tells WMAL's Larry O'Connor that his predecessor must have known of the abuses of power that was trying to stop his election.
I mean, we're talking about pervasive, horrible things that were happening, and it would certainly be hard to believe that he didn't know what was going on.
North Korea has announced it has test-fired a new type of tactical guided weapon. Chairman Kim Jong-un oversaw the launch and said it had very weighty significance. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This book, in fact, I know this book is going to have a tremendous impact on so many people. And honestly, after my conversations that I've had off the air with Ingrid, I think it's going to help so many people who honestly have had a hard time really grappling with something that's been in their past that hasn't allowed them to really free themselves up. And when we talk, you'll understand what I mean. So, Ingrid, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Good morning. Thank you so very much for having me.
So let's talk about, get right into it, the meat of the book. Tell everyone what the book is about.
The book is called Triumph, Taming the Monster Within. And it is about me running in the Senior Olympics, the 100 meters, after not running for 49 years. And the story behind it, why I didn't run and what happened. When I was 16 and I lived in Austria, in Vienna, I was supposed to be submitted to the preliminary tryouts for the Olympics in Rome to run the 100 meters, to do the shot put and the long jump. And my father said, absolutely not. And that was it. I was not even allowed to go to the track. And I wasn't even thinking about anything running. Forget it. It was out of my mind until I came to Los Angeles, and at the Austrian American Council West, I met this older woman, and I was sitting next to her, and I said, so what are you doing? And she said, well, I'm retired. I said, well, I know, but what are you doing with your time? She said, oh, I'm participating in the Senior Olympics. I said, what? there is a Senior Olympics? I had no idea. And so I immediately subscribed to the magazines, and I was excited. And it took me another 3 years until I was mentally and emotionally ready to tackle that. And at the time, I had a lady from Canada in the building I managed, and she was a 1,500-meter runner. And I talked to her, and she said, I'm coaching you. Of course, I'm coaching you. And that's how we started. In 2007, I started preparing myself. And little did I know that you just don't go on the track and run. That was not it, like I did when I was 16. Oh, my goodness. I was hurting here and hurting there, and I lost a toenail, and I was bleeding, and I was, oh, my gosh. I only wanted to go on the track. And she said, nope, preparation, core training. And I'm like, what's that? And all this training, and boy, did I suffer.
Wow.
But I was determined. I absolutely was determined to participate.
And I love where you started us on this journey, in this conversation, talking about your father saying no, because that's part of the reason that you wrote the book. I mean, what overall made you write the book, and how did it help you tame your monster?
I am coming from an abusive childhood, starting at age 3, when my father first came from the war. And the first day he saw me, he said, you come to me. And I said, no, I'm glued to the floor. I didn't know the man. I had no idea who he was. And he, after a few minutes or whatever it took, he picked me up from that corner and he put me over his knees and he smacked me, spanked me, hit me. And that was my relationship with my father for 14 and a half years until he died. And when he died, I didn't know that I had a problem until after my second divorce when I was 47. And I started working on myself, and stuff came up and I haven't thought about. It was tremendous. And I first learned to understand why I am who I am, why I'm reacting the way I'm reacting to people, why I was always on the defensive, always protecting myself, always thinking that people attack me. And when a confrontation came, I was freezing. I was freezing up, and I didn't know what to do because I was waiting for the next blow. It was terrible. And the journey was horrific for me. That was even before I started training. The training made me connect to the physical pain, because before I only was connecting to the mental, emotional, and psychological pain. And the physical pain was the last part, I believe. And that was terrible. That was really terrible, because it brought me to a place where I never wanted to go back. Looking back, would I do it again? Absolutely, because it finally made me become who I am supposed to be.
Wow, I love that. It's finally made you become who you're supposed to be. And what do you hope people out there, and I said this in the beginning, I think your book will help so many people. What do you hope people take away from this? Because you share your private pain, how you came out of it, and you said it. You've got the word triumph in it, triumph, taming the monster within. I think, Ingrid, and I believe you think so too, there are a lot of people that have monsters within. It's not their fault, but they're carrying this around their whole life.
I truly believe in my heart that the monster is fear. Fear of anything, not being good enough, too tall, too small, too heavy, too thin, too old, too young. It's fear. We all have fear of something. It is just that when we are taming the monster, the childhood will stay with anybody until the rest of our lives. It is just that we are learning to deal with it and have like a little puppy next to you or a little teddy bear and say, okay, now shut up, be quiet, okay? I know you're coming up and you know you're testing me, but this is it, okay? And am I being challenged? You bet. There's a situation here or there where I said, whoops, but now I can make a joke about it. I can laugh about it, and I know what it is, and I can walk away if it is really a big challenge. You know, I don't have to stand there and have to listen to what people say to me in a way that it's not nice. What I hope that people are taking away from is getting help, because I didn't get help until it was really at the point where I said, I can't deal with this on my own, because I was always on my own in a way, and I always dealt with it on my own, but that was, no, I need help. Oh, please, dear God, help me. So don't wait until it is so late. I'm 75. Get it right away. You know, you don't have to tell anybody, but get help.
Wow, so well said. And pick up the book, Triumph, Taming the Monster Within. What's next for you? Do you have a sequel planned?
Well, this is actually the sequel to What's Your Monster's Name, where I interviewed a lot of people, letting them tell me how to apply a life skill to go through difficult situations. And that was tremendous. That was, I originally only wanted to interview women because I'm a woman. And the first person I interviewed was a real estate agent in my office, a man who went through a divorce. And that opened up a completely different point of view on situations, because I looked at problems, because every time I was confronted with something, it was a problem for me. Men tend to look at the situation, say, okay, what do I have to do? And then take actions. Where I was confronted with a situation and I froze and I didn't do anything. So now I take actions, and that's fabulous. You know,
it is.
So my next book is something totally, absolutely funny, hilarious, because this is who I am. You know, I'm trying to make people laugh, because we all go through life the same way. We have to work. We have to earn a living. We have situations. And once in a while, you need to laugh.
I so agree with that. Ingrid, we have less than a minute left, but you can't leave us hanging. How did you do in the Senior Olympics?
The first competition, I got a bronze. I came in the next year, I came in sixth in the nationals. Then in California, the third year, I got a silver. That was my best time, 16.8 seconds. And then the last competition in Dallas, Texas, I tore my hamstring in the middle of the race. And interestingly enough, I heard my father's voice on my right shoulder, because I thought I cannot continue. And I heard him saying, run, just run. So I competed and I ran to the end and I finished seventh with a torn hamstring. And I'm like, yay, 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 I did it.
Wow. Well, it's such a delight to have you on the show. You're so encouraging, inspiring, and everything else in between. Pick up this book, Triumph, Taming the Monster Within. You can get it on Amazon and wherever great books are sold. Ingrid, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. It was a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so very much.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tehebo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tehebo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Very excited to talk to Don Zier, president and CEO of Nutrisystem, especially when I found out we were going to talk about something really cool. Nutrisystem has just launched a new program called DNA Body Blueprint. I was so intrigued by this. It kept me up, in fact, as I was digging into this. So, Don, first of all, I'm just going to ask a simple question. What is Nutrisystem's new DNA Body Blueprint program? What's it about?
Well, it's really exciting. It is a simple, effective, secure at home DNA test that uses a proprietary algorithm, and it really produces a personal action plan for each user's body based on eating behaviors, nutrition, and metabolism that will help them get healthy, lose weight, and on their journey to optimal health.
Well, it's really interesting. I was reading about it on your website, and I noticed there's a picture of a woman who has done her DNA body blueprint, and it says things like, some people have a carb eater's gene, some people have a slow metabolism gene, some people have a sweet tooth gene. I'm guessing that if we can identify these things that are in our body, then we can use that information to actually help us lose weight.
That really is the key, because knowing what you are sensitive to or what your, you know, pitfalls are, if you will, is really helpful. And then some people, they say they want to live a low-carb lifestyle, but they really have nothing that would indicate that they would lose more weight on a low-carb diet. So, you know, it really depends. But this test is really cool because we provide you with a 30-page report and access to counselors to really talk about your personal results, and then we help tailor a weight loss program that will best meet your needs.
Dawn, it's such a brilliant idea. And when I think of Nutrisystem and all the conversations we've had, I always feel like you're on the cutting edge and you're listening to what people are saying. Was that the idea with this DNA body blueprint, knowing, hey, this is another step and people would get the counseling and they would really understand what's going on?
Yeah, when I think about the journey that people and the way that the world is progressing, it's all about customization and personalization, and we've done a lot over the last few years to really customize the Nutrisystem program. We also added South Beach to our product line, which is a different way of losing weight, but I think this personal concept of personal nutrition really is the way that science is going. So we worked with our science advisory board. We partnered with some really cool companies out there and people and developed a program that is just so interesting because I believe knowledge is power, and knowing more about yourself and how your body works really can help you in living a healthy lifestyle.
You know, Dawn, when I looked at this and heard about it for the first time, I thought, Dawn Zier went to MIT. Mm-hmm. We've talked with her about training as an engineer. You know, this is a very clearly anything with DNA, you're on the cutting edge. This is really bringing science to weight loss in a whole new way. This must have been really thrilling for you to be part of this project, just given your background and your interest in engineering and being a grad of MIT.
I love it. I think certainly it's one of the coolest things that we've done. And, you know, the interesting thing about DNA Body Blueprint is that it's not really about just losing weight. It really is an action plan for optimal health. So you'll learn things that will help you once you stop being on a weight loss program. You'll learn about triggers that you need to avoid or things that you can do that will help you keep the weight off. You'll learn about just things that you might have sensitivities to that will make you feel better if you avoid. So I think it's very interesting, and I think it expands beyond just the traditional weight loss categories that we've always spoken about, which to me is what is super exciting because it really is about optimal health.
Absolutely. And listening to you talk about this is more and more intriguing. And I'm sure everybody listening is thinking, wow, how does this test work, Dawn?
Well, if anybody's done the test to find out, you know, who your ancestors are, it actually is very similar. And it is a swab test. You know, we send you a kit, you swab, we then send it to the lab, and we then, based on that information, develop a 30-page report of select information that talks about, you know, how your metabolism works, what are your eating behaviors that you need to be aware of, what nutrition elements are good for you, what do you have adverse reactions to. So it's really cool.
We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. We're talking about their DNA body blueprint. You know, Dawn, as I was looking at this, I was thinking, you know, I kind of jokingly referred to myself as having a sweet tooth. And the DNA test, I'm sure, would reveal that. I already know that. But I think what's most interesting to me is the kinds of things that this might reveal about me that I didn't know. And you sort of touched on that. There might be certain types of foods that I shouldn't eat because my body reacts in a way that maybe makes it hard for me to lose weight or makes it easy for me to retain weight. Or I might learn things about my metabolism that could have an impact not just on my diet, but also my entire lifestyle, because I may better understand, oh, the reason I get tired at this time of day or the reason I'm wide awake at this time of day, I'm imagining I might be able to glean those kinds of things from this test as well just by looking at the DNA results.
Sure, absolutely. You'll learn things about how your body processes fats, how it processes carbs, how it processes protein. If you have a gluten sensitivity, you could learn about that. If you, again, the sweet tooth, the salty, which I think just gives you confirmation of things that you might want to be careful about, but it gives you a whole wealth of information that I think really helps you plan. Again, it's your own personalized program, your action plan to getting to be the healthiest version of yourself that you know, that you can be. It will even tell you, you know, are you deficient in certain vitamins?
Wow. So, Dawn, I'm sitting here thinking about this, and I'm thinking about all the diets. I mean, let's face it, since I was a kid and my friends, no matter what we look like, it seems like we're always talking about this diet, that diet, whatever it is. And why is it? You know, we see that sometimes one diet works for one person, and they say this is the best thing ever, and then it doesn't work for another person. So I would imagine with this DNA Body Blueprint program, that would kind of end that.
It certainly will give more insight to what works best for you. So again, things that you should avoid, things that you should do. And to me, that's what's really exciting is the uber personalization of this, which I think is where everything is going, and to have it on a journey of health is extraordinarily exciting. And, you know, it's just the beginning because there are so many different directions that we can take this sort of program in.
Dawn, you mentioned that after someone does the swab for the DNA body blueprint, and we're talking with Dawn Zier, she's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. After someone does the swab and sends it in for the DNA body blueprint program, they get a 30-page report, and then they have access to counselors and things like that. Once I have that report and I'm talking to that counselor, what's the process like for me to work with the counselor to figure out the right food program or diet program for me going forward?
Well, that's really up to you. It's how much information you want, how much tailoring you want. Are you using it to lose weight? Do you want to use it for maintenance? And the counselor would be able to work with you on that, tell you what foods you should eat, what foods you might want to avoid. There's even, you know, exercise components that can be incorporated in based on your DNA.
So when you developed this program, and Greg mentioned your MIT background and thinking of the report and the counselors, so intriguing, honestly. How long did it take to develop this at Nutrisystem?
Let's say we were working on it for a little over the last year, so about 18 months from concept to really thinking about it, doing the research against it, and then developing what we wanted to do, finding the right partners. And, you know, it's early on, so we're still in the process of, you know, tweaking it, if you will, you know, making sure that it works best for customers, that our communication is what we need it to be, that the report is optimized to give customers, people, the best learnings that they need to move forward and be successful.
I'm guessing that part of the process here, even though you've been working on this as long as you have, part of the process was just science and capabilities in the DNA field in general.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't think you could have done this even 3 years ago. Probably the technology didn't exist to make it happen.
I would agree, or the mainstream acceptance. I think that's the other part of it, too. So it's certainly something that's been on our radar for years because we do believe in personalized nutrition. But, you know, part of that exactly to your point, Greg, comes down to the timing and when is the market ready for it. So it was on our radar and we didn't really, you know, push the button to go on it until, you know, a relatively short while back.
Wow, fascinating. And I wondered too, Dawn, you're talking about 18 months to develop it. Did people at Nutrisystem try it? Did you have guinea pigs, in other words?
Oh, of course. That's one of the things we do like to do. We try all the programs. We eat all the food. We're active participants in everything that we do. And then, you know, we find based off that as well as off what, you know, our actual customers are saying. But, everybody was pretty excited at the company to be able to try this. And, you know, we're all talking about, you know, different elements. Are you this? Are you that? Do you have this? And so it's kind of fun.
Neat. All right, Dawn Zier, this is fascinating. Thank you so much, President and CEO of Nutrisystem.
Thank you.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.